This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Pirak Yud Gimel Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah and the following Mishnah will discuss cases where we have a utensil that has no receptacle and it consists of a mixture of metal and wood. And so we need to address the question of, is this considered a metal utensil? And as a result, it would be Mekabel Tumah, since a metal utensil doesn't need to have a receptacle to be susceptible to Tumah. Or is it considered a wooden utensil, in which case it would not be susceptible to Tumah, because a wooden utensil must have a receptacle to be subject to Tumah. The Mishnah teaches that to answer this question, we have to find which part is the main part. That is, Eitzah Mishamesh Esamateches, if the wooden part of the kli serves the metal part, in other words, the metal part is the main part, then the whole thing is considered a metal utensil and thus Tumah. It is susceptible to Tumah even though there's no receptacle. And even if the source of Tumah touches the wooden part, it becomes Tumah because the whole thing is considered a metal utensil. Whereas V'amatechas V'meshameshes Esa'etz, if the opposite, it's the metal part that serves the wooden part, because the wooden part is the main component, Tahora, then the entire kli is not susceptible to Tumah, for the entire utensil is considered a wooden utensil. Therefore, since it doesn't have a receptacle, it is not susceptible to Tumah. The Mishnah begins to give some examples. Kate said, how would we apply this rule in practice? So let's say, for example, we have posachas shel eitz ve'apin shelo shel mateches. A key that's made of wood. I mean, the handle part, the shaft is made of wood, but its teeth, the part that actually does the unlocking, is made of metal. The Mishnah says, afilu achas, even if only one of the teeth is made of metal, the rest of them are of wood. Timea. The key would be susceptible to Tumah for as long as at least one of the teeth is made of metal, so that at least a part of the kli that's absolutely essential is made of metal. We then put this in the category of a metal utensil. So this actually adds an additional nuance to the above teaching, which is that it's not necessary that the entirety of the main component is made of metal. If even just a portion of the main component of the utensil is made of metal, that it's classified as a metal utensil, and therefore, again, even though it has no receptacle, it is susceptible to Tumah. The Mishnah says, if, however, posacha shel mateches ve'apin shelo shel eitz, the shaft of the key is made out of metal, but all of its teeth are made of wood, tahara, the key is then not susceptible to Tumah. And since the essential part, the teeth, that does the actual unlocking is made of wood, the whole thing is considered a wooden utensil, and being that this lacks any receptacle, it's pshutei kliyeitz, it's a wooden utensil without a receptacle, and therefore it is not susceptible to Tumah. The next example is a signet ring. So you have the basic ring, and then you have a signet, an engraved surface that is pressed against the hot wax the person uses for his signature. The Mishnah says, Tabas shel mateches, if the ring portion is made of metal, v'chosim shelo shel almog, and its signet is made of coral, which is considered in the halacha category of wood as far as the laws of Tumah, timea. Such a signet ring is susceptible to Tumah because the main part of the ring is the actual ring part. Since that's made of metal, it's mekabel Tumah because the metal utensil, once again, does not have to have a receptacle to be subject to Tumah. But if the opposite, tabas shel almog, the ring itself is made of coral, which again is halachically considered wood, v'chosim shelo shel mateches, the signet is made of metal, tahora, it will not be mekabel Tumah. For in this case, the main part is not made of metal, and therefore, since this doesn't have a receptacle, meaning a section where you could put things, take things out, we don't count the hollow that holds the signet itself. It has to be something that you could use to put things in, take it out, as needed. Not if it's a hollow where you have something permanently fixed in there. And thus, this is considered a pshutei kliyeitz, a wooden utensil that has no receptacle, and therefore it is not susceptible to Tumah. The Mishnah says further, Hashen shebetas, the tooth of a metal sheet that functions as a key, or sheba posachas, or just the tooth by itself of a large key, v'sheba mafteach, or the tooth of even a standard key, temeh b'fnei atzma, is susceptible to Tumah, even though it's without a shaft, because you can use just the tooth part to do the unlocking. So since it does function as a key, it is a kli, and since again it's made of metal, it's mekabel tumah, even though it doesn't have a base kibbol, even though it doesn't have any receptacle.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.